Grief and sorrow are a part of all of our lives. Does God have an answer to help us through a time of grief? He does. And we invite you to stay with us as we share ways God can help us through difficult times.
Hello, I'm Carol, and it's nice to be with you again at Women of Hope. How are you doing, Tammy?
I'm doing well, thank you. And as usual, it's great to be here again with you today. Today, we're going to talk about grief.
People grieve over many different things, don't they? But what does it really mean?
Grief is a natural reaction to losing something or someone that's close to you. You know, people grieve when they get divorced or move away from family and friends. Some grieve over the loss of a job. Yet others grieve over losing their health. But today, we're going to talk about grief that comes from losing someone you love.
You know, Tammy, I know how that feels. I lost my father when I was very young. I know how my mother felt, and I remember the shock my brothers and sisters and I experienced.
Carol, that was a long time ago. Do you still feel grief?
Yes, sometimes I still do, but life goes on. With children of my own and a husband to take care of, I have plenty in my life to keep me occupied. I still think about my father often, but I'm not actually grieving anymore.
Most of us have at some time or another lost a loved one, perhaps a parent, a friend, or a grandparent, or even a child. How did you feel? Did you suffer a lot? Did it take a long time to work through it? Maybe you're grieving right now over the loss of a loved one in your life not long ago.
Stay with us so we can talk together about how to cope with grief and what kind of things you can do to help you come to terms with your loss.
With us today is Marty, who counsels people who need help through difficult situations. She's going to talk with us about how to work through grief that we feel when we lose a loved one.
Thank you, Tammy. First, let me share my own personal experience with grief. When my father died, it felt like the end of the world to me. It was especially hard on my older sister. She had a lot of anger. She was angry with the doctors who could not save him. She was angry with the rest of the world, and even sometimes with the family, for carrying on as if nothing had happened, while she hurt so much inside. She even spent time questioning God. Tears would come to her eyes for more than a year after he died, whenever someone mentioned his name. It took the family a long time to get over our grief.
I can imagine that. Was he sick for a long time before he died?
Yes, my father was diabetic, but never strict with his diet or medication. Living life to the fullest was the most important to him. He served the church, he listened to people's problems, he helped them whenever he could. Then he suffered a stroke at 53, which paralyzed him, and he couldn't talk anymore or even move around much. He stayed pretty much like that, almost childlike, for 6 long years. A situation that was extremely difficult for my mother and the 4 of us young girls. When he died, we hurt so much. We knew it was better for him. He had suffered so much and needed to be at peace. Even then, we grieved. How could we live without this wonderful man we had loved, respected, and looked up to?
Oh, that must have been very difficult.
It was, but we managed to keep going. It's been 15 years now since he died, and we seem to have left the pain behind, and now we're just left with warm, fond memories of him. Have you ever lost someone you love? Someone your world revolved around? If you have, you would know what grief is about, too. Grief is the normal response of sorrow, sadness, and confusion that comes from losing someone important to you. How did you feel when that someone you cared for so deeply passed away, my friend? It's natural to grieve.
Do all people respond to this loss in the same way?
No, not at all. Each of us reacts in different ways. Some people may feel empty and numb, as if in shock. Others may notice symptoms such as trembling, nausea, or a dry mouth. They may not feel like eating. They may even have trouble breathing and find it hard to sleep. Some people simply become angry at a situation or a person. Yet others experience guilt. They may entertain thoughts such as, I wish I could have done something, said something. Why didn't we spend more time together? And so on. A few people have strange dreams or nightmares. And then there are those who withdraw from other people or don't want to return to work. But you know, while all these feelings and behaviors are normal during grief, they'll pass with time.
But how long does grief last?
Grief lasts for as long as it takes for us to accept our loss and learn to live with it. It may take a few months for some. For others, it may take years. It's different for each person. It depends on what kind of person they are, whether they're healthy or sick, how they've learned to cope with the difficulties of life. A lot also has to do with our culture and our family background. How long it takes to get through this time of grieving also depends upon how close we were to the person who died and how prepared we were for the loss.
We're talking about grief today. We all experience it in different ways. But we do all experience it after the loss of a loved one. So tell us, what can we do that will help us work through this time of grief?
Well, first you must accept the reality of your loss. You must talk about the person and accept the fact that they have died. The more you talk about it, the more you will realize that the loss is real, that the person is really gone and will not come back. Secondly, you need to allow yourself to experience the pain of grief. If you don't, the pain will keep coming back throughout your life, and you will keep feeling sad and hurt and maybe even angry. You have to feel the pain. You can't avoid it. It will hurt, and you will feel awful. But only when you allow yourself to feel this pain will you begin to heal. The next step is for you to get used to living without your loved one. Go back to places you went together. Spend time at home doing the things you used to do together. This too will be very hard. You may have to learn new skills to take responsibility for your life. For example, if you've lost a parent, you may have to learn to cook and do things for yourself, things that your mother or father used to do for you. You have to learn to live without the person at home in your everyday life. It is most important for you to keep going and not withdraw from the world. The first time you go to a place or do an activity without them will be the worst. But you have to be strong, and after that, it will get better. Finally, you need to start to enjoy doing new things, making new friends, doing new activities without the person you lost. You most definitely need the support of your family and friends during this stage to help you move on with your life. If you've lost a parent, you may have to take some of their responsibilities. If you've lost your husband, you may have to take care of his responsibilities too. Put your energy into doing those things. Make up your mind to live life fully. This is what your loved one would have wanted you to do. It will help you to be more positive.
So, we must accept the reality of our loss. Allow ourselves to experience the pain. Get used to living without that loved one. And start to enjoy doing new things again. But what about a person who feels so depressed that they even want to take their own life?
That's an important question. If you're very depressed for a long time and you can't do normal everyday activities, or if you start to think about ending your own life, you have to get help. Go and see a doctor to help you deal with your grief. Getting help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you want to live and you want to move on with your life. Everyone will experience grief at one time or another during their lifetime. So it's extremely important for us to work through our grief. Then we can come out on the other side of it and get on with our life. Our feelings of grief do gradually go away in time, leaving behind some sweet memories. Life does go on, and so we may as well make the most of it and enjoy it. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for all that you've shared with us today. I'm sure it will be very helpful.
Yes, so stay with us. We have another friend coming to tell us how we can take comfort from the Word of God.
Our next guest works with women and helps them cope with their grief. Judy, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me here. Yes, grief is a very personal experience, isn't it? It's a very natural and healthy response, but that does not make it any easier for us to face, does it? It's a raw emotion, and God can and will heal us if we give it to Him. I'm sure if they could, the person who died would want you to know that God can get you through this, and your life can go on. Everyone will suffer from grief at some time in their lives. The followers of Jesus Christ experienced it when Jesus died. Jesus Himself experienced it during His lifetime. If you are wondering how to face the grief in your life, let me share something with you from the Bible, God's Word. In a story about King David, the Bible shows us how to deal with grief. King David, a king of Israel, was a man after God's own heart. His first child with Bathsheba was very sick. I'd like to read the story to you. David begged God to spare the child. He went without food and lay all night on the bare ground. The elders of his household pleaded with him to get up and eat with them, but he refused. Then on the seventh day, the child died. David's advisors were afraid to tell him. He wouldn't listen to reason while the child was ill, they said. What drastic thing will he do when we tell him the child is dead? When David saw them whispering, he realized what had happened. Is the child dead? He asked. Yes, they replied, he is dead. Then David got up from the ground, washed himself, put on lotions, and changed his clothes. He went to the tabernacle and worshiped the Lord. After that, he returned to the palace and was served food and ate. His advisors were amazed. We don't understand you, they told him. While the child was still living, you wept and refused to eat. But now that the child is dead, you have stopped your mourning and are eating again. David replied, I fasted and wept while the child was alive, for I said, perhaps the Lord will be gracious to me and let the child live. But why should I fast when he is dead? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him one day, but he cannot return to me. King David knew that one day he would see his child again in heaven. My friend, David's answer shows that he had great hope in God. He accepted God's will in the death of his child. This acceptance is something that we, as humans, must go through when dealing with grief. It is the only way we can move on with our life. God, in His love and mercy, has a way out for us even when we are grieving. Isn't He a wonderful God who cares for each one of us? Yes, He loves us and He sent His Son Jesus Christ to show us that great love. Jesus came to this earth to heal our broken hearts, to bear our sorrows and our grief, so that we can be comforted. The Bible tells us that Jesus took our sins upon Himself. He died, was buried, and rose from the grave to give us everlasting life. Anyone who believes in Him will have everlasting life. We can know this for certain. We call this a sure hope. Even in death, it is this hope alone that takes a person to heaven. This is why King David could accept the loss of his child. He had a sure hope that he would see his child once again. This sure hope of seeing our loved ones again in heaven helps us to accept God's will in times of death. The Bible says, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep," meaning death, "or to grieve like the rest of them who have no hope." The word hope here is not, "I hope so," but it means a sure promise from God.
You're listening to Women of Hope, and we're talking about the sure hope we can have in God. Tell us more about how to cope with grief when we lose someone we love.
I have personally gone through the grief process with the loss of a young nephew who was only 18, and then both of my parents. It hurt so bad. I mean, there was just such pain inside of my heart. But I can tell you this, that each time I had this sure hope that I would see my loved ones again. And this made it so much easier to bear. Like King David, while they were alive, I wept, prayed, and fasted. But when death came, the hope, the confident assurance in God took over. I found God's grace and strength was all that I needed to take me through this grief.
Thank you so much, Judy, for this good advice. We really appreciate your words of wisdom. God is in control, and He can bring you comfort and peace. I'm glad that we could be together once again. The time goes so quickly during our visits with you. But don't forget, you can visit our website at projecthannah.org. That's projecthannah.org. You can also email us, and the address is hannah@twr.org. That's hannah@twr.org. I hope we'll hear from you. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.